This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukraine's president has made a whirlwind trip to Washington to shore up support for the fight against Russia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It began on Capitol Hill, where Texas Republican Michael McCaul says Volodymyr Zelensky gave an upbeat message.
That he's winning.
But top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Zelensky also made clear he needs more military help.
Mr. Zelensky said, if we don't get the aid, we will lose the war.
Not all Republicans, though, are on board, with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy saying he and others have questions about the path forward, which Zelensky answered.
I thought it was direct. I thought it was honest.
From there, it was on to the Pentagon.
It's an honor to welcome back to the White House and the Oval Office.
And a meeting with President Biden.
The American people are determined to see to it that you do all we can to ensure the world stands with you.
We greatly appreciate the vital assistance provided by the United States.
Zelensky said their talks would focus on more air defenses against a Russian onslaught. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Biden administration is giving temporary legal status to some Afghan migrants. The Department of Homeland Security says in its Thursday announcement that the decision to give temporary protected status to Afghans who arrived after March 15, 2022 and before September 20, 2023 would affect roughly 14,600 Afghans. This status does not give them a path to citizenship, but it does protect them from deportation and gives them the ability to work in the country. Brazil firefighters in the northeastern state of Bahia are battling wildfires, fanned by strong winds and abnormally high temperatures for the season. While it is still technically winter in Brazil, a heat wave prompting record temperatures has swept across much of the country since the beginning of the week.